thank you for joining us, friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. We appreciate you joining us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I want to remind people, Freedom Screaming season opened on March 1st, and it lasts for 365 days. No permit is required. I want to give a shout-out to whoever it was that was screaming freedom on the one of the videos I watched from the Bundy, from the protests in support of the Bundys. The Bundy supporters out in front of the courthouse, there was some excellent freedom screaming going on. So if you're out there listening, nice job, dude. That was good freedom screaming. Top of the line. We have Gary in Michigan. We have Chris in Las Vegas. You guys chime in at any time. We're talking about a variety of things tonight. We mentioned the latest Rasmussen poll that says the more Americans are happier now than ever. They're happy. They don't say what about. They don't come up with any good reason. And boy, is that just not exactly what the New World Order, I'm sorry, the Global World Order, according to Tillerson, the Global World Order, isn't exactly what they want. How perfect. Get people in this blind euphoria that now everything's fine. You got a new dictator, Donald Caesar. He's going to be great. You got the same Goldman Sachs operatives stinking right throughout the administration, top to bottom. Actually, not really at the bottom. At the top, which is where the problem is. The Secretary of the Treasury and his deputy secretary now are both Goldman Sachs operatives. And the latest guy, Trump's only known for a year. He met him a year ago through, guess who? Son-in-law Jared Kushner. Zionist extraordinaire. So we have the Goldman Kushner administration, and people are happy. You think the Bundys are happy tonight? The Bundy men are sitting in a prison cell for standing up for what's right. And no one got hurt. And the Bundy women are bringing in the cattle and raising the kids and doing quadruple duty on top with the stress of having your men in prison, God knows for how long. Imagine that. And think about the moral vacancy of Donald Caesar and all his and the Goldman Trump administration lackeys running around Europe like Mary Poppins is, while the Bundys are rotting in a private prison called Correction Corporation of America. 1.7 million shares of which are owned by Donald Trump's top five people from Goldman Sachs. So yeah, I guess he wouldn't want to be out there freeing the Bundys and hanging with the protesters and sitting in that mock jail cell and seeing what it's like to have your hands chained behind your back for 10 hours because you wouldn't pick your T-shirt up off the bed and hang it on the rack, or you left your socks on the bed instead of rolled up on the trunk or anything. I called the prison. You should hear the list of garbage. It's a military operation. And they're taking people who have no desire or want to be in the military and should not be because they have not signed up and treating them like they are and putting all these military restrictions. You got to have your socks rolled up on the bed and a T-shirt has to be here, not there. And it's insane. I was very shocked that they were putting these prisoners through that much just torturous garbage every day looking for a confrontation. They're trying to pick a fight. They're trying to get one of the inmates to say, no, I got to draw the line. You got to be kidding me. Or somebody, I just did that. Or are you again? You know, they're going to come up with some response that's going to get them locked up and thrown in the cage, solitary confinement, another fiducia, and they're going to have to fill out paperwork on that, which they're going to sell on the open market, bonded as a real estate investment trust. We'll go down that rabbit hole again someday later. Every court case, including sentencing, everything that you do in the witch's court, and not just there, but in particular the court, because that's what I focus on, it's bonded. They take a bond on everything and earn a huge amount of money on this. And they sell them on the open market. Look it up on the Internet through the General Services Administration, the only agency that Ivanka Trump mentioned in her 60 Minutes interview, the GSA. She said, it will be unfortunate that I won't be able to sell leases to the General Services Administration anymore. Blah, 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 blah. And I went right over people's head, and I knew because I watched this. Well, the General Services Administration, that's where you get the GSA forms, 274 and 275, to bond the cases. It's called a performance and payment bond. The one major thing that's floating our economy, two major things are floating our economy. Let's say three. The influx of cheap labor from other nations, the drugs that are being brought in by the Central Intelligence Agency and guarded by the Marines over in Afghanistan, look at it online, and the bonded court cases where they're selling court cases and prisoners as real estate investment trusts. It's called a REIT, R-E-I-T. Did you get that, Chris? R-E-I-T.
I did.
So, literally, and when you call the correction, when you call the Nevada Correctional Facility that's owned by CCA, Correction Corporation of America, owned by Goldman Sachs in the Trump administration, it says press 8 for inmate trust. That's your real estate investment trust. They're selling prisoners on the open market in mutual funds is where it winds up.
Well, and that is capitalism.
It's the ultimate
capitalism.
That's true capitalism. I guess you could call it that. You know, capitalism is a funny word. You know, here's the thing. Freedomism, okay, great. Capitalism, if your focus, does it lead to, first of all, you can't have government restrictions on people's business unless it's environmental or it becomes tyrannical and they're stepping over into people's common law private property rights. You know, I must say the government stays out of everything as much as possible. But at the same time, does the word capitalism connote greed, where capital is ultimately the only thing that you worry about? Well, then now you're into the love of money is the root, and now you're into the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. Word of God, if I'm not mistaken, Gary, correct me, but it says the love of money is the root of all evil. So I guess if you're going to use capitalism and take it to the extreme, well, once again, in a free society, the evil and wicked and greedy are going to rise to the top because they have the freedom to do so. And there's going to have people like me who are libertarian-minded are going to say, well, I'll keep the government out of it. We don't want to have too much interference or restriction or control or regulation. Obviously, you don't want corporations dumping poison into your local stream and killing all the fish. That would suck, you know. But there's, so you're going to have certain, but I, you know, I'm an optimist. I believe that smaller, not multinational corporations that are sold publicly where the bottom line is capitalism and it's all about money and nothing else, where they'll do anything. I mean, look at Blackwater. Look at the military industrial complex suppliers. Look at most of the corporations. They'll do anything for money. So, but I'm a little more of an optimist. If it's a smaller, more locally owned business situation, I think that people are responsible. I like to look at the glass half full and see that people are generally get along with each other. We don't need a police state. And people are generally responsible with their business, or they're not going to be in business for long. Word travels fast. Oh, they dump their crap in the river behind the thing, and they suck, and they rip people off and don't pay their employees very well. It word travels, and those places will go down, and the better places with good service and good quality and good prices and locally owned, I think they'll prosper. So that's just my kind of optimistic type of view. We have a caller. Let's get to our caller first before we go off into the protocols. Who do we have? Daryl in Alabama.
Well, good evening, Eric. This is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, I really been enjoying and appreciating you guys working on the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. I've read this before, and I picked the book out and started reading it again, and you guys started to work on it, and it's very elucidating. As I'm sure you'd agree.
Yeah, it's an interesting read, isn't it?
Yeah. I particularly appreciate you having Chris on. Chris and I used to call into the same show that isn't on the air anymore. How you doing, Chris? This is Daryl. Is he there?
I'm here. Had to get my mute button off there. I was glad to hear your voice. I recognized it immediately and was just as enthused to hear you as perhaps you might be to hear me.
Well, it's Eric. This is kind of a little reunion for Chris and I. We used to be on another show quite a bit together, I've been praying for you, Chris, and a lot of people have been working behind the scenes, as you know, to help you because you've helped us, I just want you to be acknowledged and blessed for all you do and many prayers. So. Anyway, I particularly appreciate Eric. I've been listening to you for a long time. First time I called into you, Eric, and I particularly appreciate that you're trying to draw out the nexus of this situation and the fact that people need to get their minds wrapped around at some point that they're confusing the identity that they're supposed to have with the legal identity that you actually have. They're confusing the government you have with the government you're supposed to have. And these things have been conflated in your mind. And if you look up the term conflate, you'll see that it refers typically to water and streams, and that once you mix the streams, you can't separate the elements. This ends up being confounded in their thinking, which just synchronizes perfectly with what you're revealing in the white paper. I call it the business plan, the white paper of the learned elders of Zion. And I'll stop there.
Well, great comments, Darrell. We appreciate you calling in tonight. It is good to hear your voice. I appreciate that feedback, and I'm glad you're enjoying the broadcast.
I found that over the last several years, Eric, I've had a certain amount of success in trying to help people, and actually, I am very happy. If I go back to your previous question, why are they happy? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm happy because I find people like you and Mr. Herzog and Chris are taking it to them, and you inspire people. And I would submit to you that courage and cowardice have something in common. And what they have in common is they're both contagious. And if you're surrounded by cowards, you will behave as such. And with men of courage, such as yourself and the other ones you have on your show here, to speak the truth, and they're grounded in the spirit, it inspires other men to get off their knees and stand up, and I can't emphasize that enough. And this might be just slightly off subject, Eric, but I have a question for you, because you're a learned man. I can tell by how you speak. And so I've recently developed a set of questions that I ask people so that I don't try to pour it into them. I try to make it personal by asking them questions. And so one of my questions, Eric, is, and this is what I refer to somebody, you know, when I engage him, I say, who must you be in order for self-remedy laws to have jurisdictional authority over you? And you sort of get that look in their eye. Who do you have to be? Okay. And what people don't realize is that they are running a parallel system, and I'm actually one of the men that has literally opted out of the system. I'm an American state national. If you wanted to use that identity, I'm a non-resident alien, or whatever you want to call it. Okay, but I went through the paperwork, and I'm out of their system. Their jurisdiction doesn't reside over me, and I don't fear them. And I don't pay their taxes. I don't yield to them anymore because I found out who I was. And there's a way to do this, and there's a remedy to this. You know, I get inspired by men like you, but then I also know that people have to understand that there's a remedy, because if they just get agitated, Eric, if they're just agitated like the limbos and the rest of them just agitate people, they don't show them the remedy. They don't activate them.
And right.
It's one thing to stand up to these people and challenge them, but it's another thing to take it to them. And that's what the Bundys did. And... Mm-hmm. And that's what Lavoie did, and they took it to him. but they took it to him in such a way that they had retribution applied to him and pulled him into what you call the witch's court, which is, I think, is an extremely important way to describe it. This is their laws, their legalisms are a cult. It's all a cult. And so
absolutely.
you have to extricate yourself out of their jurisdiction, and which is a whole other show. But I just want to leave that question with people. Who do you have to be to even be under their jurisdiction? And then the other question is, you ask them, people always ranting and raving about the Constitution. Well, is it legal? Is the Constitution legal? Notice I said legal.
Okay.
I didn't say lawful. I said, is it legal? Well, it's not.
Right.
And that's why you can't. That's why you can't have it. That's why you can't even talk about the Constitution. Here's the question. People are yammering all the time, blathering, bloviating about the Bill of Rights. Well, you don't have access to it. You're lamenting about something you can't even touch because it doesn't apply to you as a U.S. citizen. And until you change your status, but there are arguments are irrelevant. They're a distraction. Because here's the thing, Eric, and I appreciate you letting me talk here. I really do. I want to acknowledge that. Did you ever ask yourself why you need civil rights if you have the Bill of Rights? People never ask themselves this question. Can you have a for-profit private corporation be a legitimate public government? These are just questions. They don't know the answers to. This is what you reap when you delegate your conscience to government. In 1968, we had the Equal Civil Rights Act. Well, here's the question. Who is it equal to and who? And see, until some of these questions get answered, until they understand what the word resident means, until they understand what the word citizens mean, these occult tricks that these geniuses that call themselves Zionists have inculcated into our society and use front men to employ are going to continue to be perpetrated on people, and they're going to be ineffective, and that bothers me. I hate to see all this effort and talent and energy being applied and be ineffective, and I'll shut up now.
No, great points. Yeah, I like your points about how, you know, why do the Bill of Rights not apply to you? Are you a corporate citizen? Are you a state resident, non-resident alien? A very interesting point.
Yep.
Any comments on that, Chris or Gary?
Help me out, Chris.
After the
music goes, I have a comment. Gary, this is Gary Dunn.
Great. Cool. Well, we'll be right back. Appreciate you joining us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Caller, hang on the line, okay? Would you, Daryl? We'll be right back after this break on The American Awakening. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the network, won't you? If you value what you hear, please show it. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after this.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Daryl in Alabama, and we appreciate his insight. This is very interesting. I think I have, I might have just kind of slipped my mind, but I thought over the break I was coming up with the answer to your question. What do you have to be for the witch's court in its current illegitimate form for them to have jurisdiction over you? And I believe the answer would be a consenting agent of a private corporation in your all caps name, so to speak, in your trust. Am I close?
Yeah, you're exactly right, and you're exactly right. There's any number of different ways that can be described. You've articulated a very precise one. I simply boil it down to like I refer to them as property. You have to be property. And a property, if you go to Black's Law, which is I call it the occult book, if you go to Black's Law, pick your edition, you'll find that when you look up the word person, that it isn't the colloquial general understanding that you think it is. It has very specific meanings that they apply to it in their statutes, codes, and codified regulations, and that are their legalisms, and that apply to 14th Amendment citizens. And so it's very important that they make you a person, because at that point, when you consent to that by obfuscation and equivocation and the deprivation of it, you become a property which can be bought and sold. You can be financialized and commodified.
Yeah, that's why I'm very specific in any paperwork that I submit to the witch's court, or assist somebody else in doing it. And it says I, John Doe family, one of the people. So it's clear that you're one of the people. You're not a person or an incorporated entity or an agent of a corporation or a CUSIP number or any of this other garbage that they try to come up with. They create their own language. This is the Masons in the bar. This is what they do. They come. It's deceit and it's stealth, and it's part of their protocols. We're gonna infiltrate. We're gonna infect. We're gonna depress people. you know, right as might. If we can kick their ass, you know what, then it's okay. Then I guess that gives us the right to do it. I mean, you want to just talk about moral vacancy. It's just absolutely awful. Gary in Michigan, did you have a comment? I wanted to get to you, sir.
Yeah, I just unmuted. I would like to say to Daryl, I really love what he had to say, and I love what he also said, which we hardly ever hear, about a remedy. I have a little bit different slant on the remedy, Daryl and folks, is I have about a two-hour or maybe a three-hour overhead on who is our king, and I relate it to Scripture. And you'll see as, and I'm not going to take very long on this, I'm going to just point out a couple issues and you can study it yourself. But before we had a king over Israel, we were not a divided nation. This is the first thing that happened. And when the people clamored for a king, our father gave us a king. Okay? We never had one before.
Yeah.
We dealt with the judges directly through the judges from the father, Yodivahi. But once we got a king, the king did all the things that Yodivahi said that the king would do. So we had King Saul, who was very evil, and along come King David, and there were a lot of things said about him. Then his son, King Solomon. And then because of the sin of Israel, they divided the nation. There was the tribe of Judah, was in the southern kingdom, along with half the tribe of Benjamin. Then the other 11 half tribes were in what they call the northern kingdom. Okay, so we had a divided nation right there to start with, and then it allowed the Luciferian type of government to start to rule. The remedy is to bring back our king, the father, and the next time he comes, the music's coming too, he'll come as our king of kings, and we won't have to put up with any of this broken north-south divisions. We'll have a true and faithful remedy. I'm going to occupy until he comes, not giving up, but he will someday.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us on the American Awakening. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric Freedom Streamer with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us. Gary, I wanted you to just finish up anything you were commenting about occupying and till his return, and how just any final continue on that line of thought. I didn't want you to get interrupted by the break.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm just sitting around here waiting for this event to happen, that is going to be our final remedy. I'm here to pursue, as you guys are. I'm quite a bit older, but I'm here to pursue the right to freedom as we can. That's what I went in the United States military for, supposedly, and to secure our freedoms and other people who have died for them. My word is, our father told us to occupy until he comes. That's a military term. And I think that applies to what we do on a daily basis. We all talk about everything, but the remedy, we have to have remedy to talk about, because this is the only thing that can soothe your mind and can keep you from just being angry. So you can think through some of these problems that we're going to be facing. I yield.
Excellent points. Thank you, sir. Yes, occupy and activate, and I so appreciate that outlook and that attitude from Gary and all the people who listen to this broadcast. I think are activists at heart. How much do you do is up to you personally. I encourage people to turn it up a notch. Once again, start with the jury nullification flyer and use your imagination from there. There's all kinds of things you can do. Buy local, fix local. Withdraw, vote with your dollars. Withdraw from consent from the multinational corporations. Buy local wherever you can. Look around a little harder. Amazing what you'll find on a local basis, and remove the multinational big lot corporations from your playbook and from your purchasing. Eating local food, go buy direct from farmer, is a great way to keep the money local and not send it off out of town, off to King Juan Carlos of Spain and the Queen of England and Lady Rothschild and all these other elders of, the elders of Zion and all these other globalist entities who say such things, absurd things as the political and the moral have nothing in common with each other. Well, I guess if that's their attitude, if that's what's going to happen, and look, it's what we got. But in a moral, politics has to be moral, or we're in very big trouble. As we get into the meeting, through the protocol.
Go ahead.
Eric, I appreciate so much what Gary had to say, and that's my ultimate remedy. In the meantime, while I stand in the gap and occupy, I follow the directive of my Lord, who says to stand against evil wherever I find it, which doesn't mean to sit at home and listen to my radio and type on my keyboard. It means to fight it. A fight actually has real consequences. It means that there's jeopardy in a real fight. And as Chris can speak to intricately, just for a moment, if I was to, I've never had the opportunity to say this to Chris, but what was done to him, I coined as domestic rendition. He was experienced domestic rendition.
Absolutely.
Under the NDAA, and under that fraudulent article of legalism that Barack Obama signed on New Year's Eve of 2012, was it? So,
and don't forget now don't forget, Obama signed it, Trump is executing it.
Absolutely, and I absolutely want to buttress what you're saying there. You will know them by their fruit. And to go back to what Gary was talking about, I want to dovetail that in there. And I don't want to take a lot of time doing it because I know your show is getting short and you're being so kind and respectful to let me speak some. And thank you very much. But if we go to the book of Luke and chapter 11, and we get down there around 46, and I'll just read a couple here. Luke 40, chapter 11, 46, and this applies to what you were talking about with your the elders of Zion and what Gary was talking about. And this is what the Lord says, because he had on his full armor, and that's what he tells us to put on. Now, why would the Lord tell us to put on our armor if we're not in a fight?
Right.
What do you need armor for if you're not in a fight? Okay, and so in 46, he says, "Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for you laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for you build the sepulchres of your prophets and your fathers, that you killed them. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow deeds of your fathers, that they indeed killed them, and ye build your sepulchres." So what is he talking about there? They're making rules, laws, codes, statutes, regulations, and they're obfuscating them, and they apply them to you, Goyim. And, I'm using the word Goyim, okay? You understand what this means, people. This isn't a game. They actually believe this, and they've activated it. And whether or not you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. Whether you believe in war or not, it believes in you. Whether you believe in the IRS or not, it believes in you. Okay, so, this is real, and people are living and dying over this stuff. And I have to be careful because I get a little cynical, Eric, and some of it is about Americans, and it's simply this, is that Americans want hope and change as long as they can keep all this stuff.
Yeah.
They're all for hope and change as long as you do it, Eric. They want to keep the stuff. They don't want to, I ask people, I go, listen, you say you're a patriot, what's it cost you? You say you're a Christian, I say, what's it cost you? Because unless it's cost you something, you're a fair-weather patriot, a fair-weather Christian, and that's like the Lord talks about, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I can understand it. Maybe Gary has something to say about this. Maybe that Gary, the Lord says in Revelations under the, what John wrote, he says, I'd rather have you hot or cold. It means hot, like you and Chris and Gary, so I could suppose myself, or cold, like an atheist or somebody that is actually cold, because the lukewarm are useless. I will spew you out of my mouth, okay, because you're useless. You're in the way, okay? He can't use you. You're not usable. You're irrelevant. Okay, wait a minute, Eric. Wasn't that what the learned elders of Zion were trying to condition us and inculcate it into us is to be irrelevant,
absolutely,
useless, and okay. I'll be quiet now. You've been too kind to me.
Oh, excellent to hear from you again, Daryl. Thanks for joining us tonight. Yes, you're exactly right. It's any comments on that, Chris?
Okay.
Well, I totally, Daryl is just on fire every time he comes on, just like Gary and everybody on their show, and I think most of the listeners also. But if we understand this trap word they try to trick us with resident, race and law is the thing, ID is short for identified, ENT is short for an entity. So you're being identified as a dead corporate fictitious entity with the utilization of your capitis maximus, which is related to your corporate trade nom de guerre, named for war, that they commit war against us without our knowledge by declaring us to be a thing. And so there's something wrong with people that think that way, I think.
Well, once again, it is manifesting itself in the legislatures and the witches' court. People are now considered property, and corporations and fictitious entities are considered living and people and things that can be victims. It's insane. Absolutely upside down. Right is might, from the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. This is about where we left off last night, where they say, our right, this is the right of the learned elders, our right lies in force. The word right is an abstract thought and proved by nothing. The word means nothing more than, give me what I want so I may have proof that I am stronger than you. Let me stop right there. Look how these people think. They think the word right is strictly something so they can get stuff and be more powerful than the next globalist pig. Me, myself, Eric the Freedom Screamer, I want my rights so I can be left alone and have peace, P-E-A-C-E. Get it?
Well, Eric, if I could bring in to bear here, and I think Chris will support me on this, approximately about 200 years ago, a French philosopher by the name of Voltaire had a relatively profound statement that directly applies to what you're speaking to right now. And so he liked to debate people and engage in conversation, and he made the comment that before we negotiate, let us define our terms. You think a word means one thing, and they make it mean something else.
Yeah.
By the way, you're not involved in what that, you're not given that definition. So when you assume, you're on dangerous territory. They assume too much.
Well, they justify the unjustifiable. They're absolutely void of any morals. They already said it in one of the previous where was it? Where they said the political has nothing and the moral have nothing in common with each other. Boy, they sure do prove that in what they're doing today. I talked about these things are absolutely manifesting themselves. They have all along. Henry Ford commented on that. Number 14.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, the Dearborn Independent is phenomenal, and I would highly recommend that people go back into the 1921 and research the Dearborn Independent. It's prophetic. It's prophetic. I'm using the word prophetic here. And since I'm using the word prophetic, I'm going to refer to Revelation chapter 18, and it goes directly to your penal performance bonds, Eric, that you were talking about. Revelation, last book, chapter 18, I'll get right to it. I'll get chapter 13, and it lists all the things that the whore of Babylon can no longer sell in its hour of demise, and the rest of the world laments that. And you get right down to the last of it, and it says the things that the Babylon will not be able to sell anymore is wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots, slaves, and the very last thing, Eric, is the souls of men. How profound is that? Does that not talk of the times we're in? The souls of men. Isn't that what they're doing with the bond?
It is. It is. They're trafficking in human flesh, and the flesh is the container for the soul.
That's what I was trying to bring up earlier, talking about the capitalists. They're the headhunters. That's what they do. They hunt the heads of men.
So right is might. The credo of the protocols is right as might. And they say in any state, and I think they refer, when they say state, they're referring to any, you know, nation state, any country. In any state in which there is a bad organization of authority, hear much, an impersonality of laws and of the rulers who have lost their personality amid the flood of rights ever multiplying out of liberalism, I find a new right to attack by the right of the strong and to scatter to the winds all existing forces of order and regulation, to reconstruct all institutions, and to become the sovereign lord of those who have left to us the rights of their power by laying them down voluntarily in their liberalism. Boy, that one, there's a lot in that one. Any comments?
I have a charge. I have a charge to his assertion in that protocol. I have a charge, Eric. My charge is that his tactics and strategies are, and I charge thee this, effeminate. They are effeminate. They are not of good. They are not of men. They do not contain the qualities of what we would identify as masculinity or manhood or courage or integrity. Nigh. They are not. My charge is they are effeminate and cowards and should be dealt with as such.
I get your drift, although I don't want to insult the women in our audience. That would be almost insulting.
That's
to call
not
effeminate.
Effeminacy is not women.
They're much worse. Yeah. I think we know what you're saying. They have no, you know, moral fortitude or you know, strength in their morals and values to do the right thing and the strong thing. And sometimes the strong thing to do is to resist temptation and resist it if you have these evil lusts for power. And you're looking at everything in the negative, where, you know, because you could kill somebody and take their stuff, well, that means you should. I mean, that's bizarre. And it's right here. This is subversion here. In any state which there's a bad organization of authority, like here, which is all our authorities are bad, pretty much, an impersonality of laws of the rulers who have lost their popularity, so to speak, by multiplying their rights. Uh-oh, when will I have that? They find a new right in that to attack by the right of the strong. So once again, they're just coming up with convoluted BS here to justify their, hey, if we can become stronger than you, hire enough mercenaries, then we can do whatever we want to do. And they seem to think that, and that's why they separate everything, the moral out of everything. And they try to justify it, say, well, this is okay what we're doing. I mean, well, geez, I guess it is for them. They're stealing up everything on the planet. Our power in the present tottering conditions of all forms of power will be more invincible than any other because it will remain invisible until the moment when it has gained such strength that no cunning can any longer undermine it. We're undermining them. Our power in the present tottering conditions of all forms of power, that's applicable today. All positions of power are tottering. They all corrupt. They all stink. Nobody's burned. They're about to come crashing down. Will be more invincible because it will be invisible until the time it's so strong that there's nothing you can do about it. It's da-da-da-da-da, too late. Out of the temporary evil we are now compelled to commit. Oh, my God. This is 16. I haven't read this fully through, so this is all new to me too. Out of the temporary evil, it's just for a few minutes, folks, but we're going to go back to being good later. I see this all over the new administration. Out of the temporary evil that we are now compelled, they have to, they're being forced by some, I guess, Satan. Out of the temporary evil we are now compelled to commit will emerge the good of an unshakable rule which will restore the regular course of the machinery of the national life brought to naught by liberalism.
once again, out of the temporary evil we are now compelled to commit because we just have to, will emerge good of an unshakable rule which will restore the regular course of the machinery of national life. Oh, boy, there's your people as machines and nothing more than cattle. The result justifies the means. Oh, there's the Masons right there. The end justifies the means. Your perception is your reality. Back to the... Let us, however, in our plans, direct our attention not so much to what is good and moral as to what is necessary and useful. That sums it all up. Let us not in
necessary
our plans direct
proper.
Not so much to what is good and moral, but what is necessary and useful, no matter what, huh? Boy, any comments on that, folks?
Necessary and proper. And I think it's rather than useful, it's abuseful. In fact, whenever you're dealing with the liberalism, you're dealing with negotiation to subjugation.
Before us is a plan in which is laid down strategically the line from which we cannot deviate without running the risk of seeing the labor of many centuries brought to nothing. Oh, the poor Illuminati. Jeez, their whole thing is all this wasted time. 18. In order to elaborate satisfactory forms of action, it is necessary to have regard to the rascality, the slackness, the instability of the mob, its lack of capacity to understand and respect the conditions of its own life or its own welfare. Once again, the people can't take care of themselves. We're just the nasty mob. Now, I know that we do have problems with the sheeple, but you want to talk about Machiavellian. And by the way, there it is. There's your democracy instead of a republic. They're looking at everything in the sense of the communistic whole. It must be understood that the might of a mob is blind, senseless, an unreasoning force ever at the mercy of a suggestion from any side. The blind cannot lead the blind without bringing them into the abyss. Consequently, members of the mob, upstarts from the people, even though they should be as a genius for wisdom, yet having no understanding of the political, cannot come forward as leaders of the mob without bringing the whole nation to ruin. If you get that, it sounds like what they're saying, the smarter your leaders are, the more ruined your nation's going to be.
It should be obvious now to everybody that their reasoning is perverse but effective, and that's because people aren't grounded in anything of any fundamental foundation of truth, and as Gary has pronounced, so and our Lord. So here's the thing: is I want to leave people with this understanding, and this is what the protocols are illuminating. I use that word: is that Zio-capitalism and Zio-communism are two sides of the same coin, people. Get it? There's two sides of the same coin. If you don't understand that capitalism is not great, what you think you're talking about, you're confused again. You should be talking about free enterprise and trade. But no, they've got you thinking that capitalism is what business is about. No, it's about free enterprise and trade. And until you separate these terms, as Voltaire said, until you understand and negotiate what your terms mean, you will always be subjected and subservient and subordinate to their thinking, because you cannot hold them to account on terms because you don't know what they mean. And I yield.
In fact, when they speak about their terms, they frequently speak in one term, but they mean the polar opposite. When they say peace, they mean war. When they say love, they mean hate. It's really diabolical to speak in polar opposites. I think it's James 1:8, a double-minded man is of unsound mind and uncertain in all their ways. And they speak with double minds, with forked tongues, because they are the seed of the serpent.
You're correct.
Without question. Only one trained from childhood for independent rule can have understanding of the words that can be made up of the political alphabet. There you go. They're talking about raising their Illuminists from the diapers right up. They groomed these people from very from childhood. Only one trained from childhood for independent rule. Oh, yeah, boy, if he doesn't he fit that exactly to the T?
Yes, sir. Raised up. He's been raised up.
According to the bios, Kushner introduced his daddy-in-law, Trump, to the deputy, the new Goldman Sachs operative, the fifth, number five, the fifth now Goldman into the Goldman-Trump administration, was introduced to the president by his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Donald Trump didn't even know this guy, who's now the deputy secretary of the Treasury. A people left to itself, to upstarts from its midst, brings itself to ruin. I think we're going to leave off there. We're going to pick up this tomorrow. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I'd like to give Gary the last couple of words. Gary, can you say a prayer for the Patriots that Tom LaCavara and the Bundys will be freed and their persecutors will be put back in the fiery pit where they belong? Gary?
I hear you. Tom LaCavara and the Bundys, right? Okay.
Correct.
Well, it's just a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I want to thank Daryl for coming on and filling in a good spot there, and for all his comments and the agreement that he's put together. I think it was just a wonderful time, and he brought forth a lot of truths and things for us also. But anyhow, we ask our Father that he bless this time that we have, and you know, I would go, quickly go to the fact of asking him to bless and free the Bundys and give them restitution as they come deserving, as along with Tom Lochtever, and be with him, Father, and whatever his needs may be at this time. Maybe you fulfill it. Maybe you touch him and give him a quick release. Only you, Father, are in charge. No one else is in charge of this. The evil ones think they're in charge, but you have the final authority. We ask in your divine name, so be it.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening, people. We'd like to thank Gary and Chris and Daryl. Please join us tomorrow on The American Awakening. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Democracy Broadcasting Network. We are a republic. Let's resurrect the republic. Let's remember Tom and the Bundys in our prayers. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good one.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.